What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Disney Toon Studios, which Disney have closed down. And this is coming through from a number of different sources. Nothing's actually been officially announced yet, but IndieWire has reported that they're going to be closing it down, which is basically Glendale. It is the third team alongside the Walt Disney World Studios. Disney Animation Studios and Pixar. They employ about 75 people. They don't know if they allocate other places. The spokesperson did tell them, after much consideration, we have made the decision to end production activity and close Disney Toon Studios. So they have, a statement has come out, but they've not really made a big song and dance about it for some reason. It does mean that they did have a new movie coming out in March 2019, which was going to be like a Space Cars one that we think that's no longer happening. They also create a number of like direct-to-video releases, including like Mulan 2, Tarzan 2. They also worked on the Planes movies. And apparently John Lasseter was who previously oversaw the thing, but he's kind of disappeared from that one. And they've not really been doing a lot, but maybe they just realized they didn't need that third studio name. And I don't know. This one's an odd one.
So looking at it, you know, as we were talking about before the show, they haven't actually produced a movie since the beginning of 2015. And if you look at where the market is going now these days, direct-to-video or direct-to-DVD really doesn't have a place anymore. It's either
straight
to Netflix, which, you know, they're probably setting up their own little studio for that, and that we might end up finding that this is kind of morphed into that. Or they might try to aim more for like a television audience style thing because, you know, they want to do episodic content. So it's either direct to streaming or theatrical, and there's not really a space for, you know, straight onto DVD. I couldn't tell you what the sales figures look like, but I bet you most people, unless you have a very young girl, don't really know about the Tinkerbell movies, which is what they've been producing for the last 10 years, give or take, other than the two Cars spinoff, which were the Planes movies. And, I mean, that's really what they've been doing. And while Tinkerbell may be a pretty big franchise for Disney, I think the movies probably haven't done all that well relative to what they've cost to put together. Yeah. And they certainly haven't built up a whole lot of press about these direct-to-video movies. So all things considered, this isn't really that much of a surprise. And we'll have to see if anything replaces this. And I wouldn't be surprised if nothing does, honestly. No.
It just becomes like a Disney production. It's not necessary from either team, you know, maybe the Disney's, you know, the thing is as well, it's not only have they got this now, but, you know, obviously with the Fox acquisition, they're going to get hold of like Blue Sky and a few other ones. They're going to have lots of different studios and people working, so it wouldn't surprise me if they make a new team, if they come up with like I'll be honest, Disney Toon Studios, you know, if you go off their lineage, you're not talking, you know, if they come out with the next masterpiece, they've got so much baggage from Disney fans already from like going, well, they just make all the bad, you know, this doesn't have the you know, when Pixar comes up, you know, it's quality. When you get when you know it's a Disney classic, you know what you're going to get. Disney Toon Studios is like, yeah, this is just straight, you know, Tarzan 2 and Mulan 2 is not exactly the top end of the market. And also, I think the market's moved on. When we have sequels now, we have good sequels. You know, you have The Incredibles 2, you have Toy Story 4. You know, the days of just churning out a cheap, that doesn't exist anymore. There's money to be made by doing it properly, and they've kind of, that initial market's disappeared. And I don't know. Personally, I just feel like they scrapped the name. Those 75 people have been shifted off to other projects. 75 people doesn't sound a lot.
I mean, yeah, but it's still 75 people who will more than likely be out of a job. The current unofficial announcement is that they're getting laid off. So that's definitely not good. But we'll wait for the official announcement to see if they've been bumped over. To be fair, Disney has never been shy about letting animators and production staff go. And then turning around and rehiring them for a later project, but they have to go through the whole process just like everybody else. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we saw this with Disney Infinity as well. That was in the video game sphere rather than the movie sphere, but all those people got laid off. The majority of them ended up at new companies very quickly. Yeah. And I'm sure having Disney, even if it's the the Disney Toons department on your resume is pretty huge for animation. So,
yeah, there's that. To me, it's like it's a shame that it's happened in the way it's, but that's really a brand that is very not really well known. It doesn't really mean a lot. They've not really produced a lot lately to make it feel like. If they turned around and said, oh, we're closing Pixar, then you'd be like, oh my God, you can't do that. But this is like, well, you've not really produced a lot. And the world of television and movies have changed. Whether or not a straight streaming video, you know, are they more likely to do like an hour special or, you know, like a Disney Channel movie kind of booster? But animation's expensive. And are they better off just putting that money in? But then we don't know what's going to happen with the Fox side of things, whether or not they're going to start bringing in. So I don't know. It's very tricky. They might just put these teams to work on other animated series. You just don't know. But it's a shame for the people obviously involved. But at the same time, this brand is not the strongest of the brand of the Disney ones.
No, and the only thing that I'm gonna really mourn for this one, other than you know the production staff either having to find new jobs or shifting over or whatever, because that definitely sucks for them. But the thing that I'm mourning is the loss of this Planes spinoff that they previewed at last year's E3. I don't know if they ever released the teaser stuff. They might do it now, but it was a really, really cool teaser. And as an aviation and space buff, I was like, I'm really excited to see this. And that's been taken completely off the schedule, so it's not getting finished.
I was just going to think maybe Cars 3 didn't have the hit that they wanted with that, and therefore that affected how they felt with that. Because Planes and, you know, spaceships, etc., they're all spin-off of Cars. If Cars isn't doing very well, the spin-offs aren't going to do as well either. So maybe that could have been part of it.
Yeah, and of course, it seemed like it was a transition, because the Planes franchise is very kid-oriented, even more so than Cars is. And then the preview trailer that we saw, while I'm going to use the word mature, but I'm not talking about like violent. I'm talking about like animation quality. The storyline looked like it was going to be a bit more intense. It was going to be not just, you know, the happy-go-lucky plane trying to be a firefighter or trying to be a race plane or whatever. It looked like it was a bit more serious story, but now we'll never know. So
we're going to have to see what happens with this one and whether or not something else steps up into its place eventually. Or they just, you know, crazy Disney can just put out a movie straight to net to their own streaming platform as their own thing. Who knows? But love to know your thoughts on all of this. To get in touch with us on all the different social media platforms and follow us, like and subscribe, whichever one you follow. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com.
On that, I guess. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.